Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashini Yogi speaking and it's 5:20 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, the climate is really awesome. It rained quite heavily since an hour ago and now there's a slight drizzle. Weather has cooled down drastically. Well, today I woke up at 3:45 a.m. I had a fantastic morning, I can say that. I really enjoyed my hill repeats. Today I clocked 309 for 3 attempts, or 309, 309, 310, and only my last attempt of the 6 repeat hill intervals I clocked around 324. That was a bit surprise for me, though I went all out and I could figure out what was the reason. I was hyperventilating, that's number one. My cadence was way too high and my stride length was way too low. And that's the reason, though I felt I was giving my 200%, it didn't show in the pace at all. So I learned this lesson and I was quite mindful about what I was doing for every set. So I realized my mistake and I know that breathing plays a very, very important role for your energy conservation and actually pushing yourself forward. So that's one lesson learned. Well, came back after the hill repeats and didn't have a good time after that. Creating training plan, fatigue, because my nose was just leaking throughout the day today, and I'm feeling a little bit heavy on my head. So just couldn't focus on anything today. I didn't feel like doing any work at all. In fact, even though I tried to do the meditation sessions, I couldn't focus on the meditation sessions. So today has been a bit of an off day for me. But I know we do have certain off days and I rarely have such off days, but it's okay. I think once a while we need to turn our mind off work completely. There were many things that I had lined up to do, but I had to postpone that. So yeah, today I just couldn't focus on work or do anything at all. Everything was just a bit scattered. I tried to do my Zero to Dangerous course and I was like, within 20 minutes I just shut the video. I tried to listen to meditation sessions, but I just couldn't do. I just hope I am able to bounce back much better tomorrow. I am thinking whether I should be doing the breathing session or not, though I did half an hour of Rashmi's yoga session today. I was not that comfortable doing anything. So I do not know if you all have been through such a phase, but definitely this is something that I have not experienced since a long, long, long time. Anyways, I am sure I will get over it. Well, today I learned something new. You know, I had registered for this Isha Sadhguru Bhutashuddhi program, and it's about trying to synchronize the 5 elements together. And I learned, you know, a few things that I feel is very, very important, and that is having gratitude towards nature. So one of the program initiation is trying to bow down to the sun. Sun gives us energy. We are alive because of the sun. If the sun does not rise, we all will be dead. So bowing down to the sun, bowing down to the earth, bowing down to the water element, the fire element, as well as the akasha, the sky, is so very important. And doing it thrice a day is a big practice. And I think this is something that I would definitely want to incorporate in the mind-body habits challenge in the next session. Because bowing down, having the sense of gratitude to our nature, Mother Nature, I think is the essence of all religions, irrespective of whichever religious belief you follow. Everybody understands that, you know, fire, earth, water, they are all precious and, you know, vital elements that sustain our living, and we have to respect them. In fact, even for food, you know, Sadhguru was saying that we have to bow down to the food, bow down to the water that we are drinking, because we need to feel blessed that this is becoming a part of your body. One thing which I really liked about the whole thing is that, you know, we only are 1% of material. Everything else is 70% is water. And if we remove the 70% water, you know, from our body, all we'll be left with is 1/5 of dust. And that also will be very minuscule. So that is our composition. So imagine how significant or insignificant we are on this planet Earth. And we have to respect this universe. And this is one of the biggest lessons that I learned today when I was listening to the course that I had to do, which I've enrolled for. And yesterday I also had listened to Sadhguru's interview with one of the Formula One car drivers, female car Formula One car drivers, and he perfectly talked about the same things that I have been talking about, you know, trying to be detached, trying to be removing your karma. How do you remove your karma from yourself, you know, detach yourself and leave it aside? And it was a good interview. Again, another concept is, not trying to be obsessive or dependent or attached to anything and still remain, you know, self-sufficient and happy. It's very easy to understand these concepts, but very, very difficult to follow them. And that's, one thing that I've been trying to do over a period of time, trying to change myself, trying to see how I could improve or be a better version of myself every time, every day, every moment, and try to give the most awesomest experience to everyone around me. I think that is, you know, what I am striving to work for. Not that I'm successful every time, but of course I always will learn from my mistakes. I have committed a lot of mistakes. I will be committing mistakes, but learning from it, trying to improvise on it, is one of the key things that one has to learn to do it forward. Well, my in-laws left yesterday to the station, and they reached today at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they told me that, you know, there was a lot of rush in the train. So it looks like the post COVID era has come. Hopefully there should not be much COVID cases. We have had enough of stoppages in life, and I think life should move on. There have been talks of conducting some marathon, also half marathon over here. So that's another thing. Tomorrow I think I'm going to take it easy. I just need to recover myself, you know, from this fatigue that I have today, surprisingly, which I never had. But I'm going to take it a little bit easy tomorrow. There's just one satisfaction that I have, that I've created awesome training plans. I've created training plans specific for specific people. And of course, execution is going to be important. And I'm open to modify it based on people's feedback, you know, as to how it goes by. But it's been a marathon effort for me nonetheless. But I'm happy with the outcome. Well, folks, that's it from my side. I hope you all had a fantastic Thursday. You all have a fantastic Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Please take good care of yourself. Love and respect everyone around you. And if you have any questions, queries, suggestions, I got some lovely suggestions yesterday based on the podcast that I had given. And I definitely would want to reply to those suggestions. And one of the suggestions that was given to me was how about having a Google Doc where I could take the feedback of trainees. Well, I had had this before. I had put an Excel sheet with all the questionnaires, but it was becoming very difficult for everybody to type in. And so what happened was I was not getting the actual feedback, because typing in everything is a hassle, right? When you give a voice message, you talk a little more than you would type. So you have to be careful. That's what I decided, that okay, a voice message will be good. But I want to take this another further. I want to integrate workout analyzer on my website, so that people can, on the click of a button, analyze their workout and get feedback instantly. And of course, a voice audio message from the website itself, so that people can record their voice messages and send it to me, and keep track of people who are sending weekly reviews and who have not yet. So that's one thing, automate this whole process. I think automating the whole process is going to be key to move forward. And I want to use technology as much as possible. So let's hope that, I'm able to do that. I'm ready to invest my time and money in this process to make sure that people have an awesome experience, in MFS, and are able to meet their goals. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to my podcast. And thank you so much for all the lovely suggestions that you've been giving me. It really feels nice. I feel happy that people are contributing towards the discussion and taking it very, very positively. Take care. God bless you. Have a great, great evening. Bye-bye.